geeks, two old farts, a microphone, and the internet. What could go wrong?
So, we forgot one specific person on our list on our last show of amazing guests that we had, Mr. Mike Vinicor,
yes.
Who has loaned me his studio space for the past 4 or 5 episodes, but he was in the other room, and I was thinking about him going, damn, I need to hurry up, because he needs to come in and feed the dog. So I would like to have a specific shout-out to my friend Mr. Mike Vinicor, who is a awesome dude, and I would like to now ask you, Brian, if you had one wish for the holidays for the peoples of the internet and the world, what would it be?
Well, I'll just I'll plagiarize one of my own Facebook rants. It appears I spend an inordinate amount of time covering this topic, so this is my Christmas wish. My online axiom number one. No one will ever read anything. Ever. Ever. You can lay out every possible instance, every legal ramification, every rule, every conceivable universe that may spawn from any choice anyone makes. No one will read it. And then they will tweet you and Facebook comment on your post and email you and write letters and call if you're dumb enough to put up a phone number and bitch and moan and threaten call you a poo-poo head because they did not read anything. So my wish for this new year, anytime I have to do a contest or post a promotion or have a ticket sale, is that people fucking read.
Okay.
That's my wish for the new year.
You'd think that since the internet is generally text-based, people would be used to reading right
now. No, they see what they want, and then they ignore everything else, and then they ask the question that you answered in the post itself.
Yes. That I've had. I especially like when you send an email and you lay out the words, and when they come back with the email saying, oh, but you forgot this. I'm like, no, that was sentence number two.
Words schmerds, Jason. I want tickets, and I saw a picture of a cat.
Yes, scanning is the way of the future. So I hope that people will read in the future because we do talk about books quite a bit on this show, and books require reading.
Yes, they do.
You know, oh, except the audiobooks, they require listening. Well, so blew
let's
my
just
own
go with
okay. theory right there.
My holiday wish is comprehension.
My holiday wish, damn man, you put me on the spot with this one. I'm still. I have so many holiday wishes for the peoples of the internet. You know what I would like? I would like everybody to teach their family members, whether they are elderly or young, how to use their computer. It will make everybody happier in the long run. I spend an hour a week with my dad, who is becoming fairly computer literate now, but up until 2 weeks ago, he knew how to press the start button on his PC and type an email. He now has a Macintosh, and is learning the ways of, everything. I taught him this week how to, I taught him command modifiers, you know? Now, if you can teach your family command modifiers, good on you. That's my wish. And also teach your family how to back up, because when they call you and say, where's that picture of June that I lost that I took like in 1992? I can't find it. It was in that folder, but I put it in the trash because it was in the way, and now I don't know where it went.
Well,
yeah, teach people the functional aspects of how their computers work. That's it.
That's a very good holiday wish. It will never work for me and my family, as you know, because I bitch about it all the time. Basically, almost every weekend, I'm down at my parents' house fixing things. For my dad, it's just I think it's on us. And it's on the next wave of computing and what we can do. Because my dad will look at... The World Cup is coming up in 2014. There are many schedules out there on the internet. My dad finds 5 or 6 that he likes, but he wants to be able to say to the computer, can you please put those in Pacific Standard Time and give me that schedule with the channels that I actually have through the DirecTV package that I have, and then print out the perfect schedule for me.
Well, that's a failure of user experience interface design.
Well,
that's on us.
My dad thinks the internet is broken because that can't happen.
Well, he's kind of like Scotty in Star Trek.
Yes, he's going to pick up the mouse and go, computer.
The mouse and talks to it.
Yeah, so that so your
and,
holiday
and by
wish
the way,
is
I,
a lovely
I would like
one.
To state for the record, the Star Trek with the whales was one of the best Star Trek episodes of all time.
It was very funny, but you're San Fran based anyways.
No, no. I have a friend who's in the room who has given me shit about that episode, and I think it's fantastic.
It's not an episode. That's a movie, and it's a great movie. And the entire scene where he's listening, where Spock punches the guy, or not, he does the neck pinch on the punk rock guy in the bus. That was fantastic.
Yes, that was genius. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, teach your parents that the mouse is not a microphone.
Yes.
And how the file system works, that it is literally just a bunch of files, like in a folder. And the desktop is just another folder. I've been through this. I will continue to go through this. I just want everybody else to experience what I'm going through and make the world a better place for computing families everywhere. So, Feliz Navidad, motherfuckers.
Feliz Navidad. And we'd like to thank absolutely everybody that donated to the podcast to help us keep this thing running.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All of you, absolutely fantastic. Go to tugyards.com. That's our new donation base. And yes, there's long stories with that, which you probably know if you listen to the show. Thank you so much for making us feel like this is worthwhile. It really means something to us. It's not even just the money, although Jason keeps buying things left, right, and center, so the money helps.
I know, Jesus.
Yeah, I can't believe you bought another $240 mic the other night.
$250. I dropped $250 yesterday, so Dr. Teeter can join us more often.
We're going to have to actually make a corporation out of this, and I'm going to be the CFO. I'm tired of this crap.
Take away my charge card. You know who I do want to send a special thank you out to, who probably doesn't even listen anymore because she stopped commenting long ago? It was our first commenter and the first fan we actually interacted with.
Is Venice Beach Mama or whatever?
It's not Venice Beach. It's just Beach Mama. She's up in Northern California. Beach Mama. I would just like to say thank you, Beach Mama. Even if you don't listen, you were honestly our first fan, and it meant the world to us, even though you ragged on us about our boozing habits. But
our very first commenter, yeah. I wonder if she's not listening anymore because we're actually sober on every podcast.
I know.
Yeah. See, we're not so exciting anymore. That's okay. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Definitely. Keep the comments coming. We love hearing from you. Comment on our Facebook. Send us tweets. Write on comments on grumpyoldgeeks.com. Please visit tugyards.com. And if you like what you hear, give us a couple bucks. It really does matter to us. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and take the next week off. We're taking a week off, which will be wonderful for both of us. And I hope you all enjoy your holidays. And the week after that, Jason will be back here in L.A. and we're going to do a drinking show. God damn it.
Yeah. So if you're like, honestly, we'll post it on the Facebook page and on the blog somewhere. So if you're in Venice, California on the 10th of January and want to come and hang out with us,
We're going to give it a shot down at Finn McCool's.
Yeah, we're going to give it a shot.
If you want to hang out with us, that'll be cool. We'll post exactly what time we'll be there. And if the sound doesn't work out right, we'll just hang out with you guys and have a few drinks, and then we'll come back and do it.
Yeah. Either way, you know, we'll do a meetup, as the kids say.
Yes, we'll do a meetup. So happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays,
Jason.
Are you same to you, Brian. Have fun in Canada.
I will. Have fun in Pittsburgh.
I will talk to you next year, sir.
All right, man. Talk to you next year.
Later.
Keep up with the Grumpy Old Geeks on the web at grumpyoldgeeks.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/grumpyoldgeeks, or email them at podcast@grumpyoldgeeks.com. Have a good week.
Okay, last one to kill a bad guy buys the beer.
We're driving to Florida!